The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
rock
the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Just a quick heads up for tomorrow. We're going to have Kevin Shipp with us from the Company of Shadows, former CIA agent. Kevin Shipp will be with us tomorrow. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. But first, hello friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good girls and guys out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Got a lot of interaction going on between that and Bradley Dean. About 130,000 friends between the two pages, and we thank you for that. But the interaction is what we have been going for since day one. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. There's actually two different Bradley Dean pages on Facebook, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both if you would. Get involved with what's going on out there. Again, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we're showing you our faith by our works. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words, said George Washington, who derived that from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. Friends, what we're going to be talking about today is what happens to people when they win the lottery. You're going to be shocked. So before we get to that, we're going to give it over to our pretty little princess. And I got to say, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Please do tell us.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We always want the mind of Christ, and we always want the heart of God. As the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, as Bradley mentioned, we're going to talk a little bit today about what happens when you win the lottery. Now, I'm going to piggyback off that and go to Forbes.com. There's an article titled, Why Lottery Winners Crash After a Big Win.
That's right.
Now, what happens when your dreams come true? You're always told to be careful what you wish for. And Powerball lottery winner Wild Willie Seeley and his wife Nancy, that advice couldn't be more appropriate.
Is this real? A real name?
Real, yes.
Okay, wow.
The Seeleys are calling their $3.8 million win a curse.
Yep.
Their complaints?
Yep.
They have been bombarded by the media for interviews, and family members, many they've never heard of, have hit them up for loans. Loans and financial favors.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they said. There are days I wish we were back to getting paid every 2 weeks. That's what Willie Seeley had said. He confessed in an NBC News interview. Now, there's nothing unusual about their complaints. This is what commonly happens with lottery winners. And often...
Well, don't give it all away. You know, I got a show to do here.
I don't know. We got so many. I'll skip. I'll just
do
these two.
It's not good, is it?
No, it's not good. I'll do this first one, and then we'll talk more about it after the break. But what commonly happens with lottery winners, and often with recipients of people who get lawsuits and so on, is that they spin out of control.
Yeah, of course.
Now, these Seeleys, they hope they won't face the same fate as 315 million Powerball winner Andrew Jack Whitaker, who said, and get this, after winning $315 million, he said, I wish I'd torn that ticket up after being robbed, losing his granddaughter to a drug overdose, being sued, and finding respite from the pressure by drinking, attending strip clubs, and gambling.
Of course.
So a lot of these,
he sold his soul is what he did.
They get
money. It's almost like to say, I got $315 million. I don't know how to handle this, so I'm going to go out and destroy myself. Well, Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? He's finding that out.
Exactly.
This is what happens. How about we do this? How about we sell out the world and we gain our soul?
That's right. And yeah. What does the Bible say? That the love of money is the root of all evil.
That's exactly right. It shows them what's in their heart in the first place. Because oftentimes when you begin to look at these lottery winners, it's not what you think, friends.
No, and it reminds me of Hollywood too as well. When these yeah. these people
or
they
superstars,
make their big break.
Sports stars.
That's right.
They, music stars.
You name it. They get all this money. They get their big break. They start to spin out. They lose everything as far as what really matters.
Yep.
And then we wonder why, if these people are so happy, we look at Hollywood people and people who win the lottery and sports stars, they're supposed to be so happy. Well, why do they have drinking problems and drug problems and depression?
Marital problems.
And they have to go to counselors. Why? Because the love of money is the root of all evil, and that becomes their God, and they spend.
But you can't blame money. You got to blame the person that's got
their
the
choice.
Money. That's right.
Exactly. So we have tons of these to get into, and I'll just wait a little bit till after the break so I won't kind of...
Well, you've kind of already blown it for me now, but we'll talk about it because we'll go down, just itemize, and we'll just kind of highlight each life.
Because everyone's different and the scenarios
you know, before
are different.
And after. Well, it's pretty crazy stuff. It's kind of like the man... that was walking with another man. He looked at the estate and he said, boy, I wonder how much that estate cost him. Beautiful place. The one man said to him, I can tell you, his soul.
That's exactly right.
Well, we've been warned, right?
That's right. Now, I think we got a couple minutes actually before break. So how about I give you one more?
Okay.
Just to put a little salt on your tongue.
Just go ahead and ruin the rest of it for me.
No, this is good because every story is different. So every story that you have and every story that I have comes from a different person, a different walk of life, and shows how their life was ruined by getting this substantial amount of money.
Right.
Now, before they won a $2.76 million lottery jackpot, Laura and Robert Griffith hardly ever argued. They bought a $1 million house and a Porsche. But 18 months ago, 6 years after their win, Robert drove away in the Porsche after Laura confronted him on over email suggesting he was interested in another woman. Their 14-year marriage was over. A freak fire gutted their house and every penny of their fortune was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at it and it's very sad and people think and they want to get rich quick. It doesn't acquire any kind of discipline for them to get that money. No hard work. They just, bam, they got it. They spend it on these lavish, luxurious lifestyles. And what happens? They spin out of control. And there's, like I said, there's so many more.
Well, here, I'll give you a really quick one. Evelyn Adams won the New Jersey lottery twice.
Twice.
This is crazy.
That's crazy.
She won it twice in 1985 and in 1986, raking in $5.4 million. Today, the money is all gone, and Adams lives in a trailer, writes Ellen Goodstein in a story titled Unlucky in Riches. Adams said, I was a big-time gambler. I didn't drop $1 million, but it was a lot of money. She said, I made mistakes, some I regret, some I don't. I'm human. There it comes in again, friends. Yeah. I can't go back now, so I just go forward one step at a time with absolutely nothing in her hands.
And I think the common theme, too, is the fact that people don't pace themselves. They get a bunch of money, and it's like a hungry person who hasn't eaten in, you know, a year. They just want to eat.
Yep.
They want to spend.
And it kills them.
Exactly.
Yep. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. We're going to come back and talk about lottery winners. Friends, what would you do if you won $5.4 million? Well, I can share with you as to what these people that I'm about to highlight did do with their winnings concerning the lottery. And without fail, guess what they did, friends? They spun out of control. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail. Where there is pains, to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country, bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Well, folks, you know, here's another thing, another perspective. We're going to talk about lottery winners in just a minute. Let's talk about, for a minute and less, okay? Or less, not over.
Less than a minute, got it.
Being a public person, people think there's like it's advantageous to someone's family or something like that.
Yeah.
Folks, I just found out just 2 minutes ago that there was over 1,000 attempts to hack into BradleyDeanBlog.com.
That's amazing.
Did you hear what I said? Over 1,000 attempts. That's what comes along with the death threats. Mm-hmm. See, this is stuff people think, oh man, those guys got to be just really doing really well for themselves. And they're this, they're that, and the other thing, they're on the radio and everybody knows who they are. They're popular people. Yeah, it's great, isn't it? But the difference is I'm not here to serve me. I'm here to serve you. And interestingly enough, I've had over 1,000 attempts at someone attempting to hack into my computer.
Yeah.
Is this crazy stuff, friends? Fools for their pains.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we know, I mean, I think people look at it and they say, oh, they might see you at an event or see you on stage, like you said, or on the radio, and say, oh, they're just living the high life. Listen, you know, for every event that we do, there's thousands of hours. I mean, for all the events that we've done, thousands of hours that you put into calling people and making connections and setting things up. And then there's hours of traveling. And then there's hours of traveling in the middle of the night.
It's a glamorous lifestyle,
exactly,
isn't it?
And, you know, and doing all the mundane stuff that you have to do on a daily basis.
On top of the spiritual warfare.
Top of everything else that you do, it's not a glamorous lifestyle. It's not an easy road, but it's a road that we choose to do because we know and we see the need for it in our country. It's a job that very few are willing to do. And after you do it for so many years, you can see why people just fall away from ministry, because they go forward and they try to do this and they're attacked by this angle. Then if that angle doesn't work, then someone comes against them from that angle.
The average youth pastor lasts up to 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, that's it. Because they start to get into spiritual warfare and you start to see confrontation and people don't like your message. They don't like anything about what you have to say. And of course, it's the word of God.
We ain't asking that.
That's right. Yeah. So when you sit back and think about the Sons of Liberty today, think about the fact that we are doers.
1,000 attempts of someone trying to hack into BradleyDeanBlog.com.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What kind of information don't they want our friends, our listeners, to see and hear and read? I mean, that should tell the people a whole lot. BradleyDeanBlog.com. Check it out, friends. 1,000 attempts to hack it. Let's go over to these lottery winners. The good life, you say. Well, let's go to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. This is the tale of Lotto Lot, Michael Carroll, the self-styled king of chavs, who turned up to collect his $9.7 million in the UK, his big win wearing an electronic offender's tag. After winning, he used his money on drugs, gambling, and thousands of prostitutes, only to end up back on the dole after 8 years of living the lotto life. Said Carroll to the Daily Mail, "The party has ended and it's back to reality. I haven't got two pennies to rub together and that's the way I like it. I find it easier to live off 42 dole than a million." He sounds pretty chipper given the details of his story, which involves his wife leaving him and taking their daughter with her and the loss of $100,000 over 8 years of payments to prostitutes, among other grave financial mistakes.
Wow, that's amazing. It's so sad when you look at what happens. Here's another one. Tara Bassi is back in the working class after winning $10 million 9 years ago. In 2004, Sharon Tarabassi, a single mother who had been on welfare, cashed a check from the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation. This was a Canadian. $10,569,010. She subsequently spent her winnings on a big house, fancy cars, designer clothes, lavish parties, exotic trips, handouts to family, loans to friends. And in less than a decade, she's back to riding the bus, working part-time, and living in a rented house. Luckily, Tara Bassi put some of her windfall into trust for her six children, who can claim the money when they turn 26. But she had all this big...
Of course.
Big poof. It's almost
now, do
like
you see
a,
why it's a blessing that the Lord feeds you on a daily basis?
I do. I'm yes. learning more of that. You know, I was thinking about this man. Basically, he's one of the richest people. He left his children with $20 million in the bank at his death, and this was in like the 1800s.
Yep.
I think it was John Jacob Astor, that was his name was, and he said, "I am the most miserable man on earth." Now, if you think about how much $20 million is in today's terms, just imagine how much that would have been, you know, back in the 1800s, 1900s.
That's not the message sold to the people in this country
oh,
at all.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You get know? Rich, you know, and if you look at, you know, even these stars, you name it, once they get rich, I mean, they go
fallen stars.
Yeah, these fallen stars, they literally turn into whack jobs. I mean, they get crazy.
Bill Gates, he's a stinking flake.
Yeah, and you look at some of these people who have innocent starts, such as Miley Cyrus. You know, they start off in Disney, and it's all supposed to be so innocent.
Okay, let's stick to the point.
Exactly. But the point is the fact that when they get all this money, regardless of where you get it from. You know, what is it to a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
Yeah, they don't
have
any foundation anymore.
No,
but it shows you how empty and simple they are, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So let's go on to the next one. If you go over to Proverbs 11, verse 28, it says, "He that trusteth in riches shall fall." In 1998, William Budd Post III won $16.2 million in the Pennsylvania lottery, only to later wish it had never happened. That's because his brother hired a hitman to kill him.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you told about the consequences, friends? Here. His brother tried to kill him by hiring a hitman. His sixth wife was arrested for also doing so. Other relatives had made him invest in business that never paid off. A landlady made him give her a third of his winnings, and Post spent time in jail for firing a gun over the head of a bill collector. He declared bankruptcy and in 2006, at the age of 66 years old, died of respiratory failure at a Pittsburgh area hospital, writes Patricia Sullivan in the Washington Post.
Wow.
Man, you gotta win that money, man. Ugh. I mean, just think, folks. Some people are so poor in this world that that's all they have is money. Just think about that.
Yeah, and now think about this one, too. That's the Waffle House. You may have heard of that before. Tanya Lynn Dickerson.
I used to live there when I was on tour back in the rock and roll days.
It's a lot of like greasy, slurpy, non-good for you, but very good tasting
Slurpee,
food.
Speaking of the grease.
That's right. Yes. It just, you can, you know how some restaurants you walk into and you can literally feel the grease? It's one of those places.
In the air.
Yes. Anyway, back to Waffle House.
And you just took a shower, but 5 minutes later you're sitting in this place, you feel like you got to take a shower again.
That's right. You're wiping off your arms.
Most civilized people do.
Exactly. Yes. Now, Tanda Lynn Dickerson was forced to pay gift tax. A former Waffle House waitress named Tanda Lynn Dickerson got served a big plate when she refused to split her winnings with ex-colleagues and was forced to pay the tax man $1,119,347.90. How did that happen? Dickerson placed her winnings in a corporation and granted her family 51% of the stock, qualifying her for the tax.
How much did she win?
Well, it doesn't say how much she won, but how much she was forced to pay the tax man was $1 million.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? The government wins, too, every single time.
$1,119,347.90.
It's probably the 90 cents that just pushed it over the top.
Broke the bank was the 90 cents.
Then there's Victoria Zell, who won an $11 million Powerball jackpot with her husband in 2001. Only to end up in a Minnesota prison after being convicted of a drug and alcohol-induced collision that killed one and paralyzed another. This just goes to show you how the Powerball, doesn't guarantee you happiness.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah.
How about Susan Mullins? She couldn't dig herself out of debt. When Mullins won the U.S. Lotto in 1993, she opted for yearly payouts instead of a lump sum, reports MSN. She quickly found herself
deferred payments.
Yeah, she quickly found herself in debt using future payouts as collateral for a $200,000 loan. Mullins later switched to a lump sum payout but never paid back the debt. The loan company filed suit and won a $154 million settlement that was all but worthless. Why? Because Mullins had no assets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Proverbs 7. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. Let's go to the next one here. Abraham Shakespeare won the $31 million jackpot in Florida in 2006. He disappeared in 2009. Having spent most of his fortune, his body was found early in the 2010 under a concrete slab. John Campanelli writes in The Plain Dealer, a woman who had befriended him and fleeced him for $1.8 million, say police, has been charged in connection with his murder. People get weird. They just get weird for serious.
Yeah. How about Michael Carroll? He had a fetish for hookers. He was at his peak when he won $15 million jackpot in 2002, The Week reports. But basically his life and his lusting after life in the fast lane, cocaine, parties, hookers, and cars, put him back at square one in 5 years. Last was heard of, the ex-garbage man was hoping to get his old job back.
Really? Where did he work?
He's out there somewhere in the
garbage. Hopefully he wasn't some representative or a congressman, right?
He's in Britain. Garbage man from Britain.
All right. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sons of libertyradio.com. Phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. Are you one that survived the lottery win? 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
You know, one of the things, just a little side note, by the way, friends, we're going to have Kevin Shipp with us, former CIA agent, tomorrow. He wrote a book, From the Company of Shadows. He's going to shed some light onto secret government, some pretty crazy stuff, but from the inside out, his perspective, telling the American people what they, for the most part, already know and some things that you don't already know. Mm-hmm. So we'll have him tomorrow. But it's interesting to note that... We'll talk about that later. Let's get back to this really quick. What were you going to say?
I was going to bring up the point of this. Listen, first of all, no, people are going to get mad, but that's all right. But first
that's
of all,
that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
To slay sin, right?
You know, we're looking, exactly.
They're either going to get angry or they're going to get saved, said John Wesley.
That's right. Now, we're talking about these people that win the lottery, they win these Powerball prizes and so on. They get all this money and it ends up ruining their lives. We need to go to the root of the problem here. First of all, you shouldn't be buying a lottery Powerball ticket in the first place.
Oh, who are you to tell me how to live my
heart.
Life? Who are you to tell me how to live my life?
Cuts the heart. Now, I in my life have never...
Oh, you're being judgmental.
Well, let me explain. I in my entire life have never purchased a lottery ticket, a Powerball ticket, nothing.
Oh,
never,
are you the standard?
Anyone
are you better than I
no.
am?
No. Here's the deal. The Lord calls us to be good stewards over the money that he's blessed us with.
Isn't he the one that told us, thou shalt not covet?
That's
Exodus
right.
Exodus 20,
exactly.
The 10th commandment.
When
Thank you,
exactly. When you are going to purchase a lottery ticket, you are doing it for your covetous means because you want to get rich. You want money. You want your problems to be ended. You don't want any more bills you got to pay. No more things. You are covetously seeking wealth and riches that you have not worked to attain. You want an easy fix and you're coveting.
Yeah.
And God called you to be a good steward over the money that you've given. And when you have that money, that you receive in that kind of way, you're not being a good steward. That's first right. and foremost, you shouldn't even be buying the ticket to begin with in the first place, because you're acting out covetously and not being a good steward. How many people, this is a little side note, but I'm going to go on this bunny trail. How many older folks, and I'm not just speaking to older folks, but a lot of older folks go to casinos.
Oh, of course.
And they waste away the money that they could be giving to their children.
That's right.
For their future, for their education, for things that they're going to need down the line. They're blowing their inheritance.
Yeah. Well, what used to be illegal in this country in so many different areas of our culture, for some reason, has now been given a license to go ahead and break and violate God's moral law. And then they eat the fruit of it. And then America wonders why, again, we are where we're at. And to our own demise, we allow this stuff. Now they're putting these boneheads on television where they're gambling away probably their mom's money or their dad's money or someone they just went and robbed. And they're just, I mean, you want to talk about the lowest form of life? These people are losers. Loser.
Yeah, exactly. And the point is you shouldn't even be buying it in the first place. And when you're looking especially at those folks who are gambling away and blowing the money that they have worked hard to earn and not thinking about their posterity and their future and their family, if their children, if you can just blow away your substance
for a little bit of fun. Yeah, let's not ramble on, okay?
Hold on, let me knock this one home.
Hey, he who milks dry udders soon gets kicked off the milking stool.
Okay, so my point is this. The hard-earned money you have, save for your children, if not for yourself, to be able to provide for your needs, for your family, and everything. That's
I got a better idea. How about supporting a ministry that's actually out there fighting to maintain who you are and
the liberties and freedoms that we have, maybe?
Concerning your posterity and concerning our posterity. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. Let's go to a wise man speaking of lottery winners. Let's go over to the Word of God. It says in Proverbs 30, verse 8, it says this: remove me far from vanity, empty worthlessness, that's what he's saying, and lies. He says, give me neither poverty nor riches. He said, feed me with food convenient for me. That is a wise man. That is a wise man. I'm not saying don't lay aside for your children. I'm saying absolutely lay aside for your children, because the Bible tells us that we're supposed to do that. But when we ask for what's going to take away our soul, don't be surprised when it does just that.
Right.
I mean, I remember going to a sports store. I remember Len Bias, so years ago, 15, 20 years ago. He just got signed on with a major basketball team. He went from a hood gangbanger to a very highly paid basketball star overnight.
Right.
Well, he falls dead on the basketball court because he was smoking crack cocaine the night before.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle it.
Exactly.
Falls dead. You know, what's the problem, folks? You got to just take it in stride. Let's go to the next one here. In June of 1997, a man named Billy Bob Harrell Jr. took the $31 million Texas lottery jackpot. At first, all was great. Harrell purchased a ranch. He bought a half dozen homes for himself and other family members. He and his wife and all the kids got new automobiles. He made large contributions to his church. And if members of the congregation needed help, well, guess what? Billy Bob was there with the cash, writes Steve McVicker in the Houston Press. Then suddenly, Harrell discovered that his life was unraveling almost as quickly as it came together. Everyone, it seemed, family, friends, fellow worshipers, and strangers, was putting the touch on him. His spending and his lending spiraled out of control, and in February, those tensions splintered his already strained marriage, and tragically, 20 months after winning the lottery, Harold committed suicide.
Oh, that's sad. That's so sad.
It is.
That is so
suicide
sad.
Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem, my friends. That is a sad ending.
Very much so.
Yeah, I don't know the endings because this is new information to me right now, too.
Right, exactly. Right. Now, I want to get the scripture verse we were looking for earlier. Proverbs 13:11 says, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase.
Of course.
And so you're getting this money by vanity, not by your labor, and look at the fruit of what happens. How about Andrew?
Well, no. Just take that. Slow your roll, sissy. If you have to work for it, you're going to treat it a lot different than if you didn't have to work for it. When I was a kid, I love my personal testimony stuff because I can bring it right home. I was raised with he was a welfare kid too, okay? And I was a welfare kid. And what happened is his mother met a very wealthy man who owned a company in the state of Minnesota here. And interestingly enough, he went from welfare status to a millionaire kid status overnight, literally, okay? he forgot in a lot of ways where he came from. He's my best friend. I love him still. But the bottom line is he's never had to work for anything.
Right.
I had to work for a $300 Firebird, which was rusty, but I took care of that Firebird better than he took care of his graduation present, which was a brand new Toyota Corolla. Okay? Brand new. It's interesting when you have to work for it, mm-hmm. how you take care of it. And when the person that doesn't have to work for it, how he doesn't take care of it. And more than not, that is exactly the result such people.
I'm glad you brought that up because I thought about that too. But if you look at your life compared to your friend's life, which life is blessed? You know, you got a friend who, you know, sleeps till noon, doesn't have to really do any work. You know, mama pays all the bills, you know, that kind of thing. And then you look at you. You're working night and day. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Which one do you think has the more
appreciation
of life and appreciation of the things you have? As you mentioned, there's a big difference if daddy buys the car for you or if you have to get up and do a paper route every morning of your life for several years and
you
then get a job.
You still have to do that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And then get a job. It makes a big difference. It's the point of... okay, well, this is mine now, and I had to work really hard for it, so no one better step on it.
I think we get it. You're milking that.
Well, you know, I was thinking about
something
else.
It's time for you to get up off that stool.
Okay, let me go to the next one.
Are dry.
All right, next one. Okay. Andrew Jackson Whitaker Jr. was undone by casino lawsuits. In 2002, West Virginia building contractor Andrew Jackson Whitaker Jr. walked away with $114 million.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so much money. After taxes on a $315 million multi-state Powerball draw. But
okay, wait.
After taxes.
$114 million of it was his, and then the other portion went to the government?
That's exactly
right. Oh, so the government. Taxes. There it is. Everybody getting this? Are you with us, Chase? Are you seeing how this is working?
I know they take at least like 60 or 70%.
That why they're giving the approval on gambling?
Always.
Oh, it's got to be.
Oh, definitely. Oh. It's something in it for them. But
just not enough for them that work for we the people though, is their friends.
Yeah, so think about that. I'll say that again. So he won $315 million in a Powerball draw, but he took home only only $114 million after what? Taxes.
Yeah.
Now, this was just about the last stroke of his good fortune. In two separate instances, thieves ran off with $745,000. Yep. Whitaker stashed in his car, which was a foolish thing to do.
What's his
in my
name?
Opinion.
Well, Andrew Jackson Whitaker.
Yeah, Andrew Jackson Whitaker Jr. Later on, he was sued by Caesars Atlantic City for allegedly bouncing $1.5 million in checks. Within 4 years, his fortune was gone.
Wow. You know, I want to go back to this point of the government taking a great portion out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said for a second there, $114 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, wait a second, though. Where is it the government's place to win the lottery every time the lottery's won?
Oh, of course.
You get what I'm
saying? Right, but I'm saying, yeah, exactly.
No, it jacks me up because that money it was his, not theirs. But it's interesting. They have their hands in the pot on everything that you do. Is that America, friends?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a different show, but just think about that. Is that America? Everything you have now belongs to the government in one way or another?
Yeah.
I mean... Case in point, just a little bunny trail. We'll get right back to this. I got a Whitaker coming up here in just a second.
Okay.
When you pay land tax, that's supposed to be your land.
Mm-hmm. Property tax.
Who owns the property in the first place?
Right.
You do. But for some reason, the American people are led to believe that it's really theirs when they got to continuously pay a tax on it to the government to have the land in the first place.
Right. I know.
What? I mean, friends, I could get some people on the radio right now in two shakes of a lamb's tail to prove otherwise. But for the sake of that, we'll do that on a different radio show.
That's right.
The land belongs to me, not the government.
That's exactly right.
What is that? Some sort of privilege to have my house on my land and I have to give the king some tax to make sure that I'm okay? Folks, that's not America.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Hey, I want to ask
different
you a
different show.
The one that you were just talking about, was it Billy Bob Harrell Jr.? Billy Bob Harrell Jr., if that was the one you were talking about with Billy Bob.
Well, I don't know how many Billy Bobs there are.
Well,
but
I think it was a Billy Bob.
Probably down south, every other kid's probably named, Billy Bob. Everybody turns around.
The sad story of the man that killed
himself. Suicide, yeah.
Yeah, he was a Pentecostal preacher.
No. This is Billy Bob Harrell.
Oh,
it could have been.
It is Billy Bob Harrell, same one.
It could have been.
Yeah,
he was a preacher.
That's right. Sad. I'm just looking
at
it right now.
Very sad.
I'll maybe add to it a little bit when we come back.
Well,
from the
folks,
break.
We're going
to
take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about Jack Whitaker.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
All right, let me say that again. Proverbs 30, verse 7. Two things I have required of thee, deny me not them before I die, praying to the Lord. Remove me far from vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. It's interesting that when you have need, you're dependent upon the things of the Lord. And see how the Lord blesses his kids, that he causes you to remain in need. Some people, they come to God and they want God's hand, and then God doesn't give it to them because he means to bless them, not curse them. They have it all backwards. So, talking of those that win the lottery, it's not the outcome that most would want or think. Jack Whitaker of West Virginia was an already wealthy businessman when he won what was at the time the largest jackpot ever by a single ticket, garnering him $314.9 million on December 25th, 2002.
Say that amount again?
$314.9 million.
Wow.
So a chain of awful events followed shortly thereafter, including his car being broken into twice. First with $545,000 in cash stolen.
Oh. What are these people doing carrying that much in cash
later,
in their car?
It sounds like someone knew it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought.
Okay. First with $545,000 in cash stolen from his car, then later with $200,000 stolen and later recovered. A plot was revealed in which two club employees had planned to drug his drinks and rob him. His granddaughter's boyfriend was found dead in Whitaker's home from an overdose. Whitaker's granddaughter was found dead at a male friend's house after being reported missing. The death was ruled an overdose. Whitaker had a DUI. Whitaker was sued by Caesars Atlantic City Casino for bouncing.
Yeah, same guy.
Oh, same guy.
Same guy, yeah.
$1.5 million worth of checks to cover gambling losses. Whitaker was sued by a woman who had previously sued him not for paying her her money. He claimed thieves had stolen it all from him. And Whitaker's daughter was found dead. He said, "I wish I'd torn that ticket up," Whitaker had said.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. So how many want to win the lottery?
Right.
Oh, hopefully, you know, Bradley,
your perspective is different after this show.
I wouldn't respond that way. I wouldn't do that. Maybe not.
I know. People always think it would never happen to me. I would
of
be
course.
Different about
it's
it.
It's always somebody else.
That's right. Now, it's interesting to note, too. That
you know what I've learned? That in ministry, when I first got into ministry, had I had a $500,000 sponsor to sponsor something that I could do, I would have spent that in a short amount of time. Now what I've learned, that I could have $20 million into account and I'm not moving until I know that the Lord wants me to do a particular thing.
Of course.
So the Lord builds you up that way through experience, and now he can trust me, whereas before he couldn't trust
me. That's right. Exactly. And the Lord, he is faithful with little, be faithful with much. But in Proverbs, it talks about...
I am telling you, though, that money would be nice to...
It would be nice to do some things.
But I would keep it definitely out of control or out of hand, and I would have a committee that was a part of the same vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and just... Well, I mean, I have to anyways.
Yeah.
But I would say that I would put myself in a position to disperse it to reach out to our posterity sense of the word. In every sense of the word.
Do arenas across the nation. There's so many things you can dream, but... Proverbs 30.
Not dream, fulfill.
Fulfill.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8 says this. This is what King David said. "Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain." That
Amen.
Sounds like a wise man to me who said, "Lord, just give me what I need. Fulfill my needs, not my wants and all my desires."
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to another Willie. We've had a couple of Willies here win the lottery, but this is a Willie in 19...
Willie Wonka by chance?
Willie Hurt.
Oh, okay, Willie Hurt.
Willie Hurt's crack addiction did him in. In 1989, Willie won $3.1 million jackpot in the Michigan lottery.
Wow.
Fast forward 2 years later, and Hurt got divorced, lost custody of his children, was charged with attempted murder, and picked up a crack cocaine addiction.
Yep.
The habit was so bad that it sucked away his entire fortune.
Yeah, it's a habit. It's not an addiction.
His choice.
I don't care. Listen, I'm from the hood. I've been around enough people. Listen, it's not addiction. It's what they want to do. Nobody's forcing them to do it. So let's
the wording they use here.
Yeah,
the wording they use. Yeah. But basically, here's another one too, and you're right. It's absolutely a choice. Denise Rossi, this is interesting. It's kind of a different kind of justice, but it's a twisted scenario. Didn't disclose the jackpot in her divorce filing. When Denise Rossi won $1.3 million in the California lotto, she left her husband without a word.
$1.3 million in a California?
Mm-hmm. California
I wonder if that
lotto.
Was on credit.
Yeah, well, she left her husband without a word, reports People's Pam Lampert. Now, Thomas, her husband, knew something was up but agreed to divorce her anyway. 2 years later, he intercepted a letter at his new L.A. apartment pad, it says, revealing the truth. He sued Denise for not disclosing her winnings in the divorce, and the judge awarded Thomas every cent. So because she wasn't upright in the very beginning and didn't include everything she was supposed to, in the end, her husband, whom she left because she got all this money, basically got awarded every cent from the judge because she wasn't upright and honest about what she had won.
So what's your point?
My point is, first of all, she shouldn't have bought the lottery ticket in the first place. Second of all, isn't it sad and scary that she left her husband without a word? Third of all, the poetic justice, although it's kind of twisted, is the fact that because she was dishonest and didn't disclose her earnings and her husband finally found out about it, the judge then awarded her husband every cent and she lost it all anyway because she was dishonest in the beginning.
That's where it should have been brought in the first place. Oh, how'd that go over?
I think it went over really well. I'm really feeling good about it. But anyway, for those of you who are, I'll do one more and then we'll
go.
I'll just go. Habba, habba, habba. Wig maker. a wig maker, Jeanette Lee blew her fortune on political donations. After winning an $18 million lottery jackpot in 1993, Janet Lee's earnings were gone within a decade. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Lee, a wig maker, isn't that kind of a, hey, so what do you do for a living? You know, I'm a wig maker.
Yeah.
Suppose all the balding. Own, right? Exactly.
The bald guys like her.
Yeah. Okay, wait. She was a wig maker from South Korea. She blew her winnings on, of all things, charity. A reading room was named after her in Washington's University Law School, and she was a major donor for the Democratic Party. But her giving hand, coupled with a little gambling and a lot of credit card debt, allegedly did her in. She filed for bankruptcy in 2001.
Huh.
I think that's so many sad case scenarios. I think people get the point of what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, long and the short of it, don't buy the ticket.
Long and the short of it.
I like that.
Explain that. So did I.
The long of it. Basically, in this whole hour, the long hour, the short of what we're trying to say.
So, in other words, in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Gotcha.
The long and
just
short of it.
Just let's say in a nutshell so next time I can follow along.
I thought long and you couldn't follow along with long and the short of it.
We're not supposed to have this much fun.
All right. So, bottom line, don't buy the lottery ticket. Now, for those of you who are out there and you say, listen,
isn't it interesting because we're actually intertwining this message with the poor? And isn't it interesting that the poor... Man, they always have money for cigarettes, $5
tickets.
A pack in Minnesota, a bottle of booze, $10 for a cheap bottle. They got lottery tickets in their hands, what, $1, $5, $10. Yeah. They always have money for that stuff.
Most
so it was
time.
A great way to intertwine the two.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted
exactly.
to do this
Most
week,
time people have money for what they want money
always.
For.
Yep.
Now, for those of you who are saying, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing over there. I want to legitimately support a ministry that's going out, seeking and saving that which is lost.
That didn't win the jackpot.
Did not win the jackpot. I've never bought a lottery ticket, Powerball ticket a day in my life. But for a ministry that's out there saying, listen, I want to support you guys because I see the need. I see what America was like at our foundation, and I see what it's become today, and it's not the same thing. And we need to go back and restore our country back to what was established through the Bible and the Constitution and everything that we have that was good at the beginning of the foundations of our country. For those of you who'd like to do so, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and some of you have heard this maybe 10,000 times, but you've never actually gone there before. Just go check out the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If they would respond 10,000 times, we could actually get something done.
That's exactly right. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing, go out to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the button that says donate on it. It's a nice, you know, stars and stripes button to make a one-time donation. Or even better yet, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, what that is, you commit to whatever you can afford every month. It kind of gives us a foundation to be able to catapult from and sustain what we're doing here. So for those of you who'd like to do that, you can get the live stream. You can see Bradley's pretty mug every day. I'm looking at it right now on live stream. You can. There's lots of different memberships.
I wanted to bring some new information to the people because we got some exciting things coming up. We really do.
Yes.
But just talked to someone out of Chicago today that wants to do live television. They want to follow what we do across the country to make a television series out of it. That's in the worst right now. We'll see what transpires, but just thought I would say.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Just saying, guys.
Yeah, we'll see what happens out there. But for those who want to become son or daughters of Liberty, you can go ahead and scroll down the bottom of the website. It says, become a son or daughter of Liberty. Click on it. You can pick one of four easy steps. There's lots of good things. You get 25% off the product of the week every week. There's lots of good incentives. But the most important is that you're helping to reach our posterity and make a difference in our country.
I'm going to ask both of you guys right now, what would you think of reality TV with the Sons of Liberty?
It would be...
Hallelujah.
They want something cutting edge.
I don't think they could keep up.
It would definitely be cut. That's
I
what
either.
I thought of, too. They're probably going to get tired chasing us around everywhere. Yeah.
You got Bradley, Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. We love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.